This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tomorrow's midterm elections will decide the balance of power in Washington and in state capitals across the nation. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Control of Congress is on the line this election day, and President Biden says democracy is also on the ballot. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney from New York agrees.
We've got all kinds of things we can do better, but we are responsible adults who believe in this democracy and who are fighting for a better future.
To the GOP and Florida's Senator Rick Scott, who was asked if he will accept the results of the election.
Absolutely, but what we're also going to do is do everything we can to make sure everybody, they're free and fair. And if anybody is doing, if there's any shenanigans, we are ready to make sure we support our candidates to make sure that these elections are fair and every ballot is counted the right way.
Both Scott and Maloney appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Shelley Adler.
Subtropical storm Nicole could rain on parts of the southeastern U.S., but it should be too far off Florida's coast on election day to foul things up for voters. Philippe Pappin with the National Hurricane Center.
At this point, Nicole is going to still be offshore for most of the day on Tuesday, and far enough offshore that we won't really start to see any significant impacts from Nicole until really Tuesday night into Wednesday. So really, it shouldn't have a huge impact on voting operations for tomorrow.
Nicole could make landfall in Florida early on Thursday morning as a strong tropical storm, wind, heavy rain, and storm surge. A Russian businessman, Yevgeny Prigozhin, says yes, he has interfered in U.S. elections, and he says he'll continue to do so, for the first time confirming accusations he's been rejecting for years. Authorities in Georgia evacuated neighborhoods this morning near a chemical plant where a large fire was burning. This is outside the port city of Brunswick, about 70 miles south of Savannah. This is AP News. North Korea says it was just practicing.
North Korea says recent missile tests were a practice to attack South Korea and the U.S. The North's military says its recent barrage of missile tests were practices to mercilessly strike key South Korean and U.S. targets, such as air bases and operation command systems, with a variety of missiles that likely included nuclear-capable weapons. The announcement underscores leader Kim Jong-un's determination not to back down in the face of his rivals' push to expand their military exercises. But some experts say Kim also used the drill as an excuse to modernize his nuclear arsenal and increase his leverage in future dealings with Washington and Seoul. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Precision Air Flight, that's a Tanzanian company, has crashed into a lake in Tanzania. 19 people are dead. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.